This music you listen to is by my boy Mark Rebuilt on Instagram, Mark Rebuilt on Facebook. You know, I asked him, I hit him up, and he said the music was cool. It was a go. So I'm using it all I can, man. Hey, I'm really enjoying it. I hope you enjoying it too. So, hey, make sure you always hear the end, because it get crazy at the end, man. Hey, go follow my man now. All rights reserved. All right. I'm back in the car with no radio. You know what I'm saying? Man, just thinking about my life, man. Trying to grow for myself and for my family, man. It's a great day today in Wichita, Kansas. The sun is out. The weather is mild. And I really did not want to go to work today. I ain't lying to you. But I am. But I am, in spite of, I will be there. I'm on my way to El Dorado, man, to handle some business, man. And I just was thinking about all the things that happened today, and I was looking at my child, and I was getting myself motivated, you know, like, this is the future, right? Like, I'm working on her future and my future and the legacy, right? And I was thinking, I don't know why this came about me, why this came upon me, but I was talking to a guy, and he was telling me about how important information is. You know, like, the world pushes education as what we all need, right? You need education to get to most places, and well, at least get in the door in most jobs and I mean, even relationships, like, people don't want to speak to you if you're not well-educated and things like that. But he was saying that the world will put all these things in front of you to think you can get this with education. Like, they'll have money, cars, all these things. But in real life, information is way more important than education. You can have a lot of advanced degrees and things like that, but that won't get you in certain rooms. Like, you got to have the right information to get to certain places. And only information will get you there, you know? Like, information will get you through hard spots and get you to those upper levels. Because education is cool, but if we focus on it, education is getting so diluted nowadays. It's very diluted degrees and these things like that. As soon as you get to the workforce, it's 1,000 people with that same degree. What makes you or your child any different? And I was thinking to myself, like, I would want to pass down the information on how I made it to these levels, you know? Like, how do I move up beyond the education part? Because I can force my child to go to high-end colleges and these things and spend all this money. And we know college is very, very hungry nowadays, boy. They hungry at these advanced education institutions, you know. So I'm thinking, if I give my daughter the right information, she'll be able to get wherever she needs to be. You know, she knows how to navigate that world because she'll have some information that's proprietary to just us. You know, like, I know, and I gave it to her. You know, she didn't have to go learn it on her own, right? And man, I just feel like so many parents don't think about those things, you know. Like I always say, your seed can really only go maybe one or two above or below their parents' achievements. You know, like it's very rare that kids go very far above their parents' achievements, unless they have one of those parents that's always been giving back or always been pushing up and gave that gene to always push above wherever you at to the child. But if your parent is just a person that works at a job, you know, and just works, basically, that's usually what the child goes to. Like, the child kind of falls into that because that's all they've seen. That's all they know, you know. That's all the information they got. Because I believe that education does not utilize all a child's skills.
You know, and if you rely just on education, your child will be put in a box that they really don't fit in. Because standardized testing, myself, I feel like standardized testing is terrible for kids. I really do. Like, because it can have a kid with extreme brightness thinking they're a dummy because their math levels is not at par of what this standardized test is saying. You know, like it'll have a kid doubt way too early in life that they not adequate, you know, because they didn't pass these standardized tests. And we all know, like, you've seen them, you know, you know these people that have these advanced degrees that use them for nothing, paid all that money and still not using it. Like, I'm not saying it's a waste, but be careful when you're pushing your kids towards education. I mean, when you get upper levels of education, when it starts costing money, man, for real, man. Give your kids the information that you wish you had when you were younger. Put as much of that information as you can into those kids, you know? Don't let the hype fool you, you know? These colleges are have these, some of we got graduating rates and these kids go on to make this much money, and then they show these successful people with cars and all this stuff. That's just these people trying to rock these kids to sleep, you know, thinking that everything that they want can come from a course on sociology and theology, and all these courses going to get you this money. When it really, in actuality, they won't. I've been there. I see how it is. These employers is wanting more than whatever's on that paper. You got a 3.8 in this class. That don't mean you're a good person. You know? That means you just know how to pass tests. You know how to memorize well. You understand a few concepts. What you going to do under pressure? You know? Can you work with a team? Right? That's information. You know? Education is, you know, what you can, how fast can you do math? You know, how fast can you just recite the multiplication table? Information is how do you work with a team? You know, are you a good leader? Do you know how to lead? They can't teach you that in school. It's very hard, you know. Are you able to take on the risk and understand that whatever you put in is what you're going to get out? That's information. It's not education. That's information. Now, I feel like that's so much more important than education to these kids nowadays, you know? And it's not being pushed. It's not being pushed. And this is kind of off subject, but I got to say anyway, stop letting that one-eyed monster give your kids information. That one-eyed monster is called the television. I call it the one-eyed monster because all it do is dump information out, you know? And it's the worst kind because it's so money motivated that I try my best to stay off as much television as I can, and my child also, because that television is so money motivated. It will, if you get all your information from TV, I understand why these kids is depressed. You know, like so many kids is saying that they depressed at 15, 14 and wanting to throw themselves off bridges because they don't know. It's so shallow that they seeing these things on TV and they don't know where it's coming from. They don't understand that these people is making money, right? They're going to show you whatever make money, right? Anti-depression pills and these rap stars make all this money. They don't tell you about the backstory, you know? But that's all these kids want. If they don't look like what's on TV, they depressed, you know? They need that information. The stuff that they don't teach them at school, like their mama loving them and telling them that you the best thing that ever been walking, you know? Your parents instilling confidence in you beyond whatever they see on TV. That's information, you know? You got to give them that. They ain't going to never get that at school, man. Never, right? But yeah, man, I've been ranting for a long time, man. I was a bit angry, I don't know. But I hope I didn't sound angry, man. I'm just trying to grow for my family, man, because I know I didn't get as much of information as I needed, but I'm trying now. I'm informing myself about everything. I'm trying my best to get my... I feel better when I'm informing myself, and I feel like I'm dumping good information in myself. Man, I feel like I can do anything. And I'm relying on that as my confidence as I attack all my endeavors that I'm going through now. You know, I can rely on my information. It's up to date. You know what I'm saying? Man, this just James in the car with no radio. You know what I'm saying? Man, just thinking about my life, man. Trying to grow for myself and for my family, man. I hope y'all having a great day. Ah, yeah. Peace.
Get on down for you.